Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 4, 5, and 7. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says to all the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. And work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for its welfare will determine your welfare. God's people refused to listen to Jeremiah. They continued in their sinful ways, and in 597 BC, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon invaded Jerusalem and took over 3,000 people into exile. This was total humiliation for the self-confident and godless people of Jerusalem. To be transported to a foreign country about 1,000 miles from home was a horrific form of punishment. But Jeremiah wanted the people to know that God still had good plans for them. In his letter, Jeremiah told the people to accept their new home. They needed to settle down and bring up their families there. As they did so, they were not to fight against their new homeland, but to pray for it. If they listened to God and obeyed him, then after 70 years, they would have the opportunity to return to Jerusalem. God's words for them were, "For I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." In the New Testament, we're often told that we too are exiles. This world is not our true home because, as Paul wrote, we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. Paul often spoke of his longing to get to his true home, but in the meantime, we have responsibilities here on earth. Like the exiled people in Babylon, we shouldn't sit here counting the days, but should give ourselves wholeheartedly to whatever God wants us to do. So let me ask you a question. How does the fact that you're a citizen of heaven affect your daily life? Now let me pray with you. God our Father, we thank you that you have good plans for us, both in this life and in the one to come. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.